This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Rod Kramer. Rod, how you doing?
Okay, I hope.
All right. And you, you're around 81, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 81 years old.
And you've got a wife by the name of Sharon, and then a son by the name of Larry, and another one named Josh.
Yes, and two daughters named Kim and Amanda.
Okay. So, when did you start going to St. Joan of Arc? How did you get connected to the church?
Well, we moved into the parish in 1964 at 4010 North Carrollton. And I was going to put my son, Larry, he was going to be 6 years old in 1966. So, we got him. I wanted to start going to church again. I hadn't been going to church for a while, to be honest. But that's what young men do, I think. But not all of them, thank God. But anyways. And then I started coming to church then.
Okay. So what are some aspects of the building that you really like?
I love the altar. I love the altar. I love the high arches of the altar and the sanctuary itself. It is grand, and it is glorious to the Lord. That's the way I feel about it.
All right. So who are a few people that over the years you've really grown to respect that's helped out the church?
I didn't really get involved in the parish until in the early 1970s. And by then we had two families that had 15 children each. We had one family with 11, one with 10, one with 9, and we were just bikers. We only had 4, so. But I got to know them pretty well. And I was a daily mass goer from 1971 on. And I got to know quite a few people at the morning mass because we were always the same people. And Bill Yaden, Carl Henn, Harold Hayes, who now lives in Gulf Shores, Alabama, were very good friends of mine. And we worked together for the parish.
What kind of things did you do to help?
Well, gradually, first of all, in 1976, I started a prayer group at St. Joan of Arc. And initially, it was one of the largest ones in Indianapolis because we had a fantastic music ministry. And when the musicians, to the full extent, got married and moved away, it kind of fell apart, and we kept the prayer group going until 1997, I did. And it dwindled down to the point where it wasn't beneficiary anymore.
So the French Market, have you been able to enjoy that over the years?
Yeah, well, I was part of the first one. The first one that we got started, it was a little bit different than what it is now. I've been part of it. I mean, basically most through the years I've, donated handily to it more than I have taken part in it. I have taken part in it, but, I didn't ever participate on a level of having a booth or anything like that.
Did you donate food from your restaurant, Keystone Sports Review?
To some extent, we did, but not to a great extent. Nothing where we took credit for.
Okay.
But a couple of times we did.
Is there any like one or two big memories that you just love about your involvement with the church that stand out?
Yes. Of course, I remember when I joined the parish, it was Monsignor Sweeney and Monsignor Bosler were the priests, and there was a couple of young priests. We had 4 priests at that time. And then starting in the middle 60s and going downhill and downhill, our parish in the late 70s, and I was involved enough with our parish to know this was the real thing, The Archbishop was talking about the possibility of closing our parish because our congregation had gone down to very, very small, and the school participation had dropped off and everything else. So there was talk about that. And in 1979, we got a new priest named Father Donald Schmidlin. Of course, we had never met him, but we knew he was coming. But myself and Bill Yaden and Harold Hayes decided we wanted to try and start a Christ Renews Parish project, which was a weekend retreat twice a year for men, about 6 months apart, and twice a year for women, about 6 months apart. And it completely facilitated the people of the parish completely. And that went on for about 15 years, and it had the wondrous effect of building our parish into what I believe it is today, because it just really started, just like it said, Christ Renews His Parish was the name of it, and that's what happened. Our congregation grew and grew, and we were host to soup suppers on Good Friday in the school. We were host to quite a few charismatic Catholic masses, and there was wonderful fellowship, and you got to know everybody in the church, and it was a wonderful thing, and I ended up being the chairman of the continuation committee for that till it stopped. And that was four retreats a year. But that was the most wonderful thing that happened during the 56 years we've been parishioners.
Wow. So,
and Father Guy's been a pretty wonderful thing, too, for the last however many years he's been there. As far as I'm concerned, he's our most wonderful priest ever, and I love him, love him, love him.
Well, you kind of beat me to the last question of who you'd like to show a little appreciation for. So you feel Father Guy has really done a great job?
Absolutely. Absolutely. His preaching and his personality and his demeanor and his dedication to being the shepherd of this flock is phenomenal as far as I'm concerned. And that's what's drawn so many more people in.
That's beautiful. So, that's beautiful. I really thank you for hitting on some really good highlights. If you could just stay on the line, I'm gonna close this one out, okay?
Okay, thank you, Sean.
You got it, Rod.